Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Going to the gym can be tough, both physically and mentally. It can be even tougher if you're trans or non-binary. People might stare if your body doesn't conform to their interpretation of what a body should look like. Also, physical trainers might not understand your capabilities or limits. That's why one local physical trainer has started Queer Gym, a place where LGBTQ people can work out without worry. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Hands plank.
In a tiny gym in Brookline, on a Sunday afternoon, about 10 people are working out. They're trans, they're gay, they identify as queer, there's a pride flag on the wall. This is Queer Gym. Personal trainer Justice Williams takes time to coach each and every person. Williams, who started Queer Gym, says it's a place to work out for whoever identifies as LGBTQ and doesn't feel welcome in regular gyms.
They're hyper-masculine, they're toxic, they're about an aesthetic. And being a part of the LGBT community, I've observed and noticed that people don't feel comfortable in gyms today.
And then bring, yes, there you go, elbows down.
Jesus.
Yes, and hold.
Yeah,
very
I have
nice.
To pray for a second, hold up.
Yes.
Right now, Williams is teaching Leo Morris something called the Bretzel Stretch, which pretty much looks how it sounds. Morris is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. They recently had top surgery, which is a sort of operation to remove breast tissue to reflect a person's gender expression. Morris says their body looks a little different than others, and that causes some people to stare.
You know, when you're working out, you just want to focus on your workout. But when you know that other people are staring at you and then sometimes talking about you, it can just be just sort of demoralizing, you know, when you're supposed to be like pumping yourself up in the gym. So
among the people working out on this day, two straight women who say they don't have to worry about being ogled. And Eddie Masonette, who's trans, says he wears sleeveless shirts when he works out and people gawk at the scars from his top surgery. But Masonette says at Queer Gym, no one stares, and the visibility is only positive.
Like here, like we're looking at each other, but it's so supportive. People like trying to take pointers or like make sure that you're not hurting yourself, as opposed to like kind of feeling like a spectacle.
Masonette says other physical trainers he's worked with didn't know how to work with trans people, but Justice Williams does.
Because if I tell Justice, like, yo, this hurts, he'll give me a modification or tell me to take a break. So, like, I feel listened to, and I feel a lot stronger. And that kind of confidence is, like, there's not really many other places in my life that I can get that.
Creating confidence is why Williams says he became a physical trainer. Williams is trans, too. And 10 years ago, he couldn't find a personal trainer who understood his journey when he needed to lose weight before taking testosterone.
I decided to go to a gym, and I had a very negative experience with a trainer there. And that forced me to learn on my own so that I could teach myself the proper way to work out, to be in my body, to polish my armor.
And today, Williams' armor couldn't be shinier. Now he's hoping to offer that protection to anyone who comes to Queer Gym. For Queer Gym, Williams rents space at Core, a gym in Brookline, every other Sunday. He says too few spaces exist that are explicitly for LGBTQ people. And this is a space that honors their existence.
To move in our bodies and to be in our skin should be a celebration. And each movement that I do with all of my clients and with the people that I work with, we celebrate being in our skin. And that's what I want to create, that type of energy, loving ourselves regardless, right?
William says the ultimate goal is to arm people with the confidence to navigate all gyms. But until then, William says he'll try to maintain and expand Queer Gym for as long as necessary. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.